The visible success of Chelsea under the ownership of Russian billionaire oil tradesman Roman Abramovich has paved the way for many clubs across Europe to bring in foreign investors to boost their success and finances. One of the main reasons businessmen look to invest in football is the money for broadcasting rights. The Premier League is broadcast in over 200 nations across the world, and since its introduction in 1992, broadcasting rights have risen from £50 million a year to over £2.75 billion a year. My name is Charlie, and I'm going to be discussing how foreign investment affects football on all levels.
In some ways, it's allowed the Premiership to become probably the most watched league in the world. And because of that, teams have brought in players that they might not have done before. For instance, Manchester City weren't a big club. A foreign investor comes in and allows play and brings lots of money and allows them to bring in players that probably never would have played for City. Now, a lot of people will see that as negative because there's more homegrown players than not playing. But the reality is that City also built, for instance, an academy there, which allowed students around Manchester City, well, around Manchester, to go to a college that also gave them an educational route. Obviously, it means that clubs that are smaller, it makes them less likely to win the league. However, a lot of the big clubs who do have foreign investors are now loaning out those players for experience, which means that lower clubs can then get hold of players that they might not have been able to get before because they were too expensive, but now they're paying for the teams on loan deals.
The employment of foreign investors at the highest level of world football has made the playing field dangerously uneven. This has caused many clubs across lower divisions in the world to start experimenting, trying and failing by introducing foreign investors. The most infamous case is Roman Duchelet and his constant conflict with the fans of Charlton Athletic. Duchelet owns Charlton alongside three clubs in lower divisions across Europe. However, fans have constantly questioned his interest in the club and at many times caused violent protests. Duchelet released a letter to fans accusing some of them of wanting the club to fail. This led to tensions reaching their highest, a drop in form on the pitch, and the team eventually being relegated from the championship. Foreign investors have become a near normality in football, and with the impact and high success rate, there'll be less and less homegrown investors and businessmen getting involved in the beautiful game. With the amount of money that companies across the world have been throwing at football clubs, we may just start seeing the biggest evolution in the beautiful game. The face of football may be changing, but with the employment of foreign investors, the competition at the highest level just got tougher.